Hello, and thanks for listening today. I'm Ann Cosgrove, Editor-in-Chief of Facility Executive Magazine, and for this Solutions 2019 feature, I'm speaking with Matt Barnett, President of Mercury Solutions, and today we're going to be speaking about the company overall and some products that the company is offering to the facility management market in 2019. Hi, Matt. How are you today?
Hi, Ann. Great. Thank you for allowing me to speak.
Well, thank you. Thanks for joining me. I look forward to learning more about your company and some of the things you have going on for this year. So let's start by sharing with our listeners, please tell us a little bit about Mercury Solutions, the company, and then what are some of the facilities-related trends or developments that you're focusing on for this year?
Sure. Mercury is really a global leader in the supply of OEM access control technologies. Been around for over 27 years, and we were purchased in 2017 by HID Global, really the most well-known company in the credential and card reader space that has branched into many other areas of identity management over the last 20 years. So Mercury provides what we call the brains and the guts of the access control technologies to many of the global providers of software to manage facilities, especially when it comes to the security management of the facilities around the world. So we're kind of we like to use the term borrowed from our friends at Intel, the Intel inside of access control business. So really, we innovate on the technologies that make the systems work. And where we see this, lending itself in the facilities-related space, we've always had a focus on the open technologies. It's really what Mercury was founded on, providing a common platform. And I think from the users of these systems that are the readers of your magazine and your website, Anne, is that we want to provide a robust and reliable technology and allow them to have options in the future. So if for some reason the systems they're using today aren't meeting their needs in the future, they have the flexibility to change the software and not be stuck with having to rip out and replace hardware that has a much longer lifespan.
Makes sense. Future-proofing, so to speak, I guess that would be.
Correct.
So then, based on that, thank you for that. So based on that, can you talk about a product that the company is offering to facility management professionals in 2019? Maybe talk about something that highlights that capability and place in the market that Mercury Solutions does hold.
Yeah, so late last year, really early into the 2019, we've done a complete refresh of our base products, what we now call the Mercury LP series of intelligent controllers. And the term or the designation LP stands for Linux processing. So the core of the product line has been updated, faster processing, more memory capacity to really, again, help for future-proofing these products. The typical installation is somewhere between 10 and 20 years. And so we want to make sure we're providing the customers in this space a platform that they can continue to upgrade, especially with, renewed emphasis on cybersecurity, making sure that these products, which are riding on a lot of customers' networks, do have the enhanced capabilities of being resilient against any type of cyber attacks, but also the feature sets that they need, not only to run their access control system, but we're finding in more and more cases we're tied into other systems within the facility, and we want to make sure that we're providing the functionality through firmware updates over time that allows that the functionality to be exposed.
Thank you. So the LP series intelligent controllers, can you expand on that again a little bit about, you mentioned cybersecurity, and I noted in there you mentioned something about integrating with other systems, which, yes, we're seeing that to be a big and continuing growing need for facilities, security systems integrated with other systems such as lighting, HVAC, et cetera. So can you maybe talk about areas where these controllers can help to address some of those issues that you're seeing facilities customers needing. Any anecdotes are welcome, or just kind of talking about how this can help them, on the ground in their day to day and even long term security planning.
Absolutely. So the LP controllers, and there's a whole family depending on the fit and function of what the customer needs. So we don't try to put the square peg into the round hole. So there's a family of controllers, and they can really mix and match. At the end of the day, they use the same protocol. So again, having a common platform and really using what's needed and not trying to fit something in that's not a good fit. But, the core functionality is, locking and unlocking doors, turnstiles, what have you. But we find, again, the customers are asking these systems to do more. So while we've added enhancements, including encryption, and really have a core philosophy now that the products themselves are secure by default, we're not, requiring the end users or the integrators that install these to have to turn things on in order to get the security features that are really necessary in today's IT networks. They're coming out of the box with that security by default mentality. But then adding additional features. So again, in the building control space, having BACnet communication protocol, we added something in 4 years ago now. For the IoT space, which has become very fashionable, we have a protocol built in MQTT that allows for the panels to talk directly to other IoT type of devices, and we'll be exposing more and more of that functionality over time as the smart building and intelligent building concepts become more and more of reality. So these products now are doing more than just the base application of unlocking a door, and that functionality needs to be at the core of the product, but also allowing for other apps to run, if you will, natively on the hardware platform, and running on the Linux operating system allows not only for us to do that type of processing, but also speed to market and the ability to update the panels in the future. The velocity is increased having a platform running on Linux.
Interesting. Thank you. So then one last question for our listeners that would be interested in the offerings of your of these LP series controllers, intelligent controllers. Would you recommend that they contact Mercury Security, contact their integrator? Where do you see a common or most beneficial path for facility executives that are interested in this?
So certainly they have the ability to reach out. Mercury likes to be in contact with the community that's using the products, so they can reach out to Mercury directly. We have a number of business development folks that can provide information. We do have a robust partner portion of our website. So other than the glossy brochures, which are on the public side, end users can log in and get a special login to get really behind the scenes kind of information that's on our partner portal of our website. And then our partners are great sources. So they have, again, the flexibility while the core product is shared by more than 25 different companies globally at this point. They each have their own feature sets through software that they expose, and depending on which market segments they're really trying to address. So everything from traditional client server software packages to 100% cloud based and everything in between. So depending on what the end users are looking for, they really have a lot of different options in the marketplace, and we can help point them in the right direction if they need that support.
Okay, thank you. Thanks for that guidance. Well, I want to thank you very much, for joining me and for discussing those offerings from Mercury Security. So thanks a lot, Matt.
Thank you, Anne. Have a great year.
You too. And to our listeners, if you'd like to find out more about Mercury Security's offerings, the one we've spoken about today or beyond, I'll direct you to Mercury Security's website, and that's mercury-security.com. Thank you.